Onwards with this nocturnal pilgrimage, with Shape as our graveyard guide. A reunion is called for at the cholera pit. And who am I to refuse an invitation like that? One mustn't chase a shape. One must simply follow. It seems Shape's decided to move on without me. A rogue. I guess I'll have to fend for myself. Oh, look. Another obelisk. This one doesn't reach for the heavens so much as leans to the right. Who do we have here? Oh, Robert Moses. Like the Moses of old, parting the sea. Only this fella didn't part water, he parted people. Highways driven like wedges through neighborhoods. Communities split. Homes erased, all in the name of progress, efficiency, and evisceration. No burning bush, just blueprints. No promised land, just a cul-de-sac. A fitting obsolete obelisk, not to mark a life, but to justify a philosophy that said the city was something to be conquered, that movement mattered more than memory, and that if you stood still for even a second too long, you were, yes, obsolete. So, while I continue me walk through a tomb city carved by men who mistook planning for power, you sit tight, dear listener. Tonight's tale concerns plans drawn without consent, lines that never heal, and a giant alligator. Enjoy Rigo Garay's Super.
What's up, little cuz?
Hey, Scorpio. My mom asked if you
could... Yeah. I turned off the music.
But she also wants you to crack open a window or something. The whole floor smells like weed.
So close the door then. Come in. My tia's been hating on me since I was your age. You know that, Stevie?
She don't hate you, man. It's just the walls are thin and you smoke mad bud. Well... your animals also scare her, and...
Oh, here we go again. Why does everybody take issues with my animals? I have them in tanks and cages, feed them, clean them.
I mean, they're dangerous as shit.
Hey, don't fucking curse, bro. Come and take a look. These majestic creatures are perfect. Don't be scared, man. Just look. Would a Burmese python ever sell you a fake front row ticket to Summer Jam? No. Would an Amazonian tarantula force you into bankruptcy for racking up credit card debt behind your back?
Mm-mm, no.
Would a Louisiana snapping turtle ever cheat on you with your best friend at a Puerto Rican Day Parade after party? No. We're the dangerous ones, man.
Whoa, is that a crocodile?
No. It's an alligator, a baby one. He's gonna get big as hell.
He smells like rotten meat.
I know, right? It's great.
Where'd you get an alligator from?
Just one of my connects, man. Yo, this dude I served with in Afghanistan, he got it off some satanico, man, a real warlock.
Whoa.
You know what's wild? He's only a few weeks old, and he's already grown 3 times as he should. A freak of nature. He's gonna be a dinosaur, man. Godzilla of Queens.
Yo, let me hold him.
I don't know, Stevie.
Come on, man.
Mind your fingers. Here.
Wow. Look at his big ass head. and his belly is so soft.
Well, okay. Just pass him back so I can...
Scorpio! Open this door! It's a super! Now! You can't smoke in here! The whole floor smells like goddamn Woodstock!
Oh shit, it's Rita Super!
Whoa, Scorpio, wait!
Sammy, you fucking dropped him, man! What the fuck?
Hold up, I'll get him!
Wait, don't!
He bit me!
Don't let him go away, Stevie! He's headed to the bathroom!
I'm gonna need stitches, man!
What the hell's going on in there?
Yo, Ray, this is not how you should be treating a veteran! He's crawling into the toilet! Grab him! Quick! You let him go, Stevie, you little fucking pussy!
He bit me! He's faster than the J train, and I'm only 12 years old! Cut me some slack, man!
If that thing hurts anybody, it's on you, Stevie. You hear me? It's on you!
Yo! Flush the toilet! He'll just sink to the bottom of the sewer or something!
I hope so, man. I hope so.
Oh, if it isn't the hometown hero, little Stevie, all grown up and unemployed.
Sorry I'm early, Super.
Hey, we're colleagues now. Call me Ray. Come on, let's go for a ride.
Where are we going?
We gotta pick up the two dingbats who were fixing the boiler. The last time they took the F train, they were mugged for their tools.
It's the Wild Wild West out there.
For now, give it time. Big Daddy T's in office again. And he'll clean up the streets this time. You'll see.
Right. Why can't the boiler guys drive themselves?
They don't have driver's licenses. Fucking New York City, man.
So where'd you go? A vocational type thing, or what's a...
Get out of the way! Queens Community?
No, I went to Fordham. Master's program.
Oh, yeah. Up in the Bronx. It's dangerous up there, no?
It's been dangerous all around as of late.
Yeah. So what was the, whatchamacall subject you did?
My major. Yeah, I majored in political science.
Oh, yeah? I'm quite political myself. And let me tell you, there's no science to it, no test tubes, no nothing. There's only common fucking sense, that's it. We drain the swamp, Americans take care of Americans. Rebuild the damage done by those who don't care about Americans. And we put food back in our bellies. Yeah, I don't need no fancy school to tell me that.
Jesus.
College boy, big fancy degree, but your mother begs me to hire you. What happened?
Yeah. Look, man, I gotta start paying my student loans, and the job market is rough, man. I can't even land an internship. And I had a potential fellowship program in Albany, but I...
Oh, don't get me started on the jobs. They're all gone. You know why? We handed them out like hotcakes, and now we're screwed.
I mean, look, I'm talking more about career opportunities in academia or...
Grow up! You know those jobs aren't real. Just stick to this. Change some bulbs. Unclog a few drains. Set a mousetrap or two and then retire to someplace warm.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray. That's exactly what I'm gonna do with my master's in poli sci.
Amen. Ah! There they are, Dingbat 1 and Dingbat 2.
This whole building reeks.
My mom says it's been smelling really bad the last few years.
Oh yeah? I have my own theories on that.
Is this the new guy?
My replacement. Take over when I drop dead from a fucking aneurysm.
I'll temporarily take over.
The world is your oyster, college boy.
I'm Tony, and this is Napoleon.
Ah, it's Leon, bro. Don't be throwing my government name out like that.
Mo, Curly, Larry, listen up. Boiler's been making strange sounds lately. You hear that?
Jeez, I don't know, Ray. That sounds like it's coming from below.
Might be. There's a hatch over here. The hatch leads into what we call the underbelly of the building.
We'll take a look, Ray, but I can't make any promises.
Smells like shit down here, yo. Smells like death.
Olvídate de eso. Apesta como mierda aquí.
Whoa, whoa. What is she saying?
She says that the leak isn't important. She's worried about the smell.
Si me da gana de vomitar.
Hold on. Stop screaming at me while I'm down here. Stevie, get rid of this babbling buffoon, will you?
Estoy pagando renta aquí y ni me están haciendo nada.
Señora, dame un segundo.
¿Y qué está diciendo este pinche super aquí? Ah, ajá. La próxima vez que yo voy a meterle a todo el mundo.
Done. Cucaracha. Shit in my ear.
Whoa, whoa, y cucaracha qué? Cucaracha qué? Yo, I can speak English too. Así no, no, porque si yo estoy pagando renta aquí en esta maldita casa.
Sorry, hey, listen, we fixed the leak, okay? And do me a favor, scrub down the damn kitchen every once in a while, don't they?
Si no me hablo español, me callas. Que me lo dice en español la próxima vez si él quiere hablar, coño.
You see the crap I've been dealing with for 25 years. You know how annoying it is to get yelled at with gibberish?
All right, well, look, Ray. It's also annoying having your rent raised every single year in a building that is falling apart, a super who won't answer his phone and has no respect for us. I've lived here for 25 years too, you know?
Oh, is that so, college boy? You want to talk respect? You've been shadowing me all day. You even notice the kitchens, that they have mounds of grease caked to the walls, clumped on the stoves? Look, I'm not a prejudice, but...
Oh, here we go.
Why do you folks never turn on the stove fans when you cook? Why don't you ever put a lid on the pans when you're frying food? A whole building that stinks of pork cooked in tinfoil, and they have the nerve to complain?
Look, man, you're out of line. My mom has our apartment spotless, spick and span. You complain about the building, but you're too cheap and lazy to do anything about it. It's just easier to blame all of us, right? You hire guys off the street because you don't like getting your hands dirty, because you think that you're above the work. And you want to talk about rebuilding America? How about you go dye your skin brown and get to fucking work?
Yeah, you got some bite in you, kid. Come over for dinner. Couple of beers, NFC Championship game, 7 o'clock.
I'm more of a soccer guy.
Oh, dear God. 7 o'clock. Get that.
Oh, hi. I'm Stevie.
Olga, nice to meet you.
Oh, college boy! Just in time for kickoff.
Sit here. Ray likes facing the TV.
Thank you. It smells good. Looks good.
Oh, thanks. It's really nothing special.
That's all right. She'll make sticks next time. This is my wife, Olga. Olga, this is Stevie from 2B.
Marable's son?
Yep.
Oh, I've seen you here and there. Then you disappeared for a bit.
Yeah, I went away to college. I don't remember seeing you around the building.
Oh, well, I'm just not that memorable of a person, I guess.
I can assure you, that's not true.
Block him, you goddamn bum!
Hon, easy with the football.
Sorry. It's only the first quarter and we're already getting devoured.
Hey. Hey, Napoleon.
It's Leon, bro. Leon! Shit.
Sorry, Leon. Kind of a tragic name you got there, no?
Yeah, you think I like being named after some president? No! So stop calling me Napoleon and call me by my name. Leon!
You got it. Leon. I'll do you that favor. Now, you gotta do me a favor and go into that hatch.
Oh, hell no. Shit, I'm not going down there.
Why not?
Probably mole people down there.
I mean, I don't know what the super wants from us. The burner's good, drain gauge, all's good. So go and check if there's a boiler leak.
You go down there. Why I gotta go?
Because you're a little shit, Napoleon. Now get your ass down there.
Can I at least use a flashlight?
Just use your phone.
Oh, fuck, bro.
So, what do you see down there?
Nothing. There's no leak. Matter of fact, pipes look perfect.
Yeah, I can still hear that hiss. You?
Yeah, I do, and it smells more and more like shit. Actually, the hiss is getting louder and louder, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, you should come down here for a better listen, you know?
I can't climb down there. I got back problems. Just look for where that hiss is coming from, and we'll tell that slumlord to fix it his damn self.
Tony! Tony, there's something down here, bro!
There's no such thing as mole people, Leon. Come on.
No, man. This is something else. This is something big.
What? Okay, just come back.
Tony, there's something down here, man. It's getting closer.
Leon, come back up.
Quite the collection you have on that shelf.
I'm a bit of a bookworm.
I spy some Bronte from over here. I see a Dickinson, a Virginia Woolf, some Vonnegut.
Could I? Sometimes I feel like we're all living in a Vonnegut work, a very, very dark Vonnegut work.
It's bleak times.
Run it! Yeah, first down, baby!
So what got you into this kind of lit? You and Ray part of a book club or something?
Ha! No. That's a laugh. No. I took a creative writing course ages ago, and I penned a couple of short stories myself.
Damn it! You gotta be kidding me! Butterfingers, all of them. Ah, anyway, I love this duo.
That brings me joy, Ray.
That brings me joy, Ray. You talk funny.
You have a lovely way of speaking, Olga.
Thank you.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Oh, crisis, Tony. I'm off the clock, but I should answer it because I don't want to be so lazy. Hello. Whoa, slow down, Tony. Tony, what are you talking about? His head? What? What took him? Tony! What? A super gator?
He crushed his head. So much water and blood.
Have you been drinking?
What crushed his head?
A super gator.
Oh my God. It can't be.
What is it?
Nothing.
He probably had too much to drink, slipped and busted his head open.
No, I'm telling you, it ate him.
I think you guys are up to something fishy. What is it? Workers' comp scam? Huh? Get your ass down there and find him.
Wait, please, no.
Get down there. Move.
Hey, it'll be all right? We'll all go together.
Sure. I'm not scared because I know there's nothing down there but a riffraff with a bottle of hooch.
Watch the water.
And watch your back, Ray.
What has you spooked? The fuck was that?
Shh! No sudden moves.
What the hell is that, college boy?
It's big. And it's to the left of us.
Whoa! It's on our six.
It's fucking everywhere, man!
Nobody make a sound.
It's right next to me!
Ah! No! Ah! 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 Ah!
Get the hell out of here. A super gator. Well, I'll be.
Oh, no. The power's out.
Gotta be kidding me. Listen, I'll wipe this boiler room clean. Those two were never here. You go door to door and handle the blackout situation. Got it? Go!
Este maldito super del diablo siempre está haciendo. ¿Tú oyes?
Hey, hey, tranquilo, tranquilo. Power will be up soon. Just here. Why don't you just use the candles for now?
Hey, you. You want to take refuge from the angry mob? Where's Ray?
He's gonna be a bit. Wanted me to drop off these candles to you.
Sit. I made tea. He went a little overboard with the candles, don't you think?
Well, I suppose you can blow out a few.
Well, that's a dangerous game.
How so?
I mean, we can take full responsibility for our actions in the light. The universe can bear witness to what happens in the light. But in the dark, there are no witnesses.
A tree falls in the woods?
Exactly.
And what's the relevancy to us?
Well, if all the candles are out, and you can't see me kiss you, and I can't see you kiss me, did it ever really happen?
What about your marriage?
It's not a marriage. It's a bear trap.
Fair enough.
Last candle. This time I'll leave it up to you. You can choose to leave this little bit of light on, and we can sit here and have tea. Or you can blow it out. But one thing is for sure, you're mine the moment those lights go out. So.
Hey, where you off to?
Mendoza and 3C. It's got sink problems.
Forget about it. We got a bigger problem. Come into my office.
What's going on, Ray?
Our little pet gator downstairs struck again last night.
What are you talking about?
I've been finding needles in the boiler room. So I go down there this morning, and the hatch is wide open. And there the little fucker is. You know, the lowlife, little junkie from 2F, turned into a pile of Chef Boyardee.
You mean Raph from 2F? Gonzalez's youngest? I used to babysit that kid, man. He was a good kid.
Good kid? That wasn't the flu shot he was sticking at his arm there, Stevie. Good kids don't ruin their lives with...
That's enough, Ray. Move on.
I padlocked the hatch, and only I had the key.
It's been a month since it killed Tony and Leon. Why don't we just call the cops?
Not yet.
And why the hell not?
Not until after. The Super Bowl.
What's this scar on your hand?
Hmm? What? Oh, I got bit when I was a kid.
By what? A barracuda?
Good guess. An alligator.
A what?
It was one of Scorpio's pets.
You mean Encino Man? Oh, your cousin is a menace, and that zoo of his stinks up the whole floor.
No, it's not Scorpio's apartment that smells. Or the tenants cooking. It's
Something else. Something below.
Wait a minute. Is that what all the commotion on the phone was about last month? A super gator?
When I was a kid, Scorpio and I accidentally flushed a super gator down the toilet, and well, now it's humongous and hungry for flesh.
Okay. I believe it's time we get out of New York, don't you think?
We?
Yeah. We. As in you and me.
You know, there's some harm in only reading fiction. You lose a sense of reality and start acting like a Jane Austen character.
Oh, come on. Don't you want to start a new chapter with me?
See what I mean?
Ow!
I'll leave you bite scars, too.
To answer your question, yeah, I'd like to start new with you. Maybe I can look for work out west.
Or get out of the country. Come back in 2 years. There's even a country left.
There's always Alberta.
We'll meet at 7 p.m. Grand Central Station next Sunday. On the night of the Super Bowl. Ray won't even notice me leaving.
I love you. Most ardently.
Now who's the Jane Austen character?
All aboard the Sunday train into Canada, leaving all stops. Track 3 on board.
Damn it. Where is she? God, Olga. Where are you? You're never late, baby. Ray, how did the game go last night?
Oh, Dayette is alive.
Oh, okay. But,
careful, college boy. You're dripping mop water all over.
Oh, sorry. Wow. You seem... I thought you'd have a meltdown after that loss.
It's just a game.
Wait. Did Olga watch the game, or did she leave, or?
No. She sat right next to me and watched the game. The entire night. Why do you ask?
Just nosy.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna head to Corona and pick up some extra hands. Those floors ain't gonna tile themselves, you know.
Yeah, right. Olga. Olga, you in there? Olga, are you avoiding me? Hello? Olga!
Stevie?
Whoa, Ray, hey,
Why are you knocking on my door?
I just looking for you.
I just saw you on my way out to Corona. You knew I wasn't home.
Oh, I just heard a weird noise in there, so I, just checking in.
Checking in? Right. Can I get in my apartment? Oh, I forgot my checkbook.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
A weird noise, huh? Maybe Olga has the TV on.
Wait, Olga's in there?
Yeah, she's here. Why?
Nothing.
Why are you so nervous?
Sorry, I'm just a little jumpy ever since, you know.
Yeah, about that. We gotta go down there and do something about our little pet.
Shouldn't we call a pro?
No way. We'll poison it and pretend it never happened. Tony, Leon, Raff, they were all swallowed whole by New York City. That's it, okay? Nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with the building. Let's go down there tonight. You and me. Men, get to work.
I don't think we should.
I'm counting on you, college boy. I'll see you down there. And don't go skipping town on me.
Oh, hey, Stevie. Mr. Big Shot. Has anyone ever told you that you look like Conejo Malo?
Tracy, I told you about 100 times, all right? You can't hang out on the stairs.
Okay, I'm sorry. Geez, it's just... I can't find my friend Raph. You seen him? I think he might have, well, you know, got a bad batch, and I was here looking for him all night.
Wait. You were here all night?
Yeah, I said I'm sorry already. I didn't stink up the place.
Tracy, listen. Did you see Olga, Super's wife?
Yeah.
Tracy, listen very closely. Did you see her leave the apartment last night?
Yes, I did. Super had her by the arm. They were arguing. It was scary.
Son of a... Where do they go?
Downstairs. I think they were heading to... the boiler room.
Where is she, Ray?
Where's who?
You know who.
You talking about my wife?
No. I'm talking about my girl.
The stone's on you, man.
Not gonna ask you again. Where is she?
She's upstairs. Cooking dinner steak.
You're lying. I know you took her down here last night.
Impossible. I was watching the game.
You took her down here during the halftime show, didn't you?
Pitbull and Katy Perry. Can you blame me?
Damn it, Ray, where is she?
What do you think? Go ahead, Lancelot. Slay the dragon. Rescue your princess.
Olga, you down there? Olga! Ah! My leg! Ray, you son of a bitch!
Well, that's one hell of an injury, bench boy. Let me just give that a little poke.
Ah!
Yep, that's broken.
Olga, what did you do to her?
Yeah, and you two thought you were so cunning, going behind my back. Those walls are thin. I hear everything. Once I dispose of you, I'll retire somewhere new. Outside of New York. Maybe I'll go to a state where sensible people live. Like Florida!
You sick fucker! Where is she?
She's in the belly of the beast. And soon, you'll be joining her. In death. Like Romeo and Juliet.
How could you? You fed your own wife to the Super Gator? I loved her, Ray. I loved her, and you took her away from me.
You loved her? How you loved her, huh? Well, that was my wife! Typical Dan. All you do is lie, rig, and cheat.
Ray, pick me up, please. It's getting closer.
You're out of luck, college boy. Consider this an eviction.
No! Whoa! What the? Scorpio?
That's right, little cuz! I never liked this motherfucker!
Jesus, Scorpio, is that an AK?
Nope! It's an AR-15 with a banana clip!
Is that even legal?
It is for an ex-Marine! Now, where's the Super Gator?
I don't know! It was just here!
You love life! Scar!
How's this chump still breathing?
How many times do I need to tell you? You can't smoke in here!
The gator! It's coming back! Shoot the gator! Shoot it!
Roger that, little cuz. But before I empty that clip on that giant lizard, why don't we grant it one last meal?
That's very noble of you, cuz.
Hoo-ah! Wait, no, Shoot that thing! No! 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 You know what happens when you drain the swamp? You get the gator!
Until next time, dear listener, be sure to mind the gaps. Watch the shadows beneath the stone arches, and whatever you do, don't assume the city loves you back. This is Fessenden, signing off.
You have just listened to Super, written and directed by Rigo Goray, featuring the voice talents of Bill Sage, Rigo Goray, Lorraine Farris, Karim Sabinon, Dante Fialo, David Cardosa, Roman Nishiel, and Jessalyn Abbott. Sound recording, design, and mix by Matt Rocker at Underground Audio, NYC. Score by Jack Fessenden. Poster by Brian Lavelle. Produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Rigo Goray and Jordan Gosporé. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale, 2026.